It's time to hear from the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's left, come on.
It's the High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Let's turn it over now to the voice of high school football on U.S. 51 Country, Roger Beasley.
Another neighborhood rivalry takes place tonight. The Covington Chargers can wrap up the Tipton County Championship for the second straight year as they take on the Brighton Cardinals in tonight's U.S. 51 Country Game of the Week. In this week's Coaches Show, we'll talk to Cardinal coach Mike David and Chargers coach J.R. Kirby about the matchup. Munford coach Nick Markle will talk about the Cougars' total rout of Craigmont and their region game coming up tonight against Southwind. The High School Coaches Show is coming up next, followed by the U.S. 51 Country Game of the Week, the Cardinals going up against the Chargers, with me and Dr. Tom Barton.
Hi, I'm Daniel Rogers, owner of Turning Wrenches Auto Repair. If you're having car trouble, look no further than Turning Wrenches in Covington. Turning Wrenches offers expert repair service with ASE-certified technicians and a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. For major repairs, Turning Wrenches installs the highest quality remanufactured Jasper engines and transmissions. Turning Wrenches also is now a certified Yukon Differential Parts installer. We are your one-stop shop for automotive repairs, tires with free road hazard, diesel repair, and Jasper engines and transmissions. Turning Wrenches, 7481. Highway 179 in Covington, 901-476-4002.
Homer Skelton Ford in Millington has one mission, to make the buying experience the best you've ever had. There are car dealers and there are real car dealers. They all buy their cars and trucks from the same place, but do they care for you after the sale? That's the difference with Homer Skelton Ford in Millington. Best deals, best service after the sale, best buying experience ever. General Manager Randy Hart and Sales Manager Richard Kramer will personally see that your buying experience is absolutely the best. Homer Skelton Ford, Highway 51 in Millington.
We're joined now by Coach Nick Markle of the Munford Cougars. The Cougars extend their winning streak to two games with a win over Craigmont Friday night, 71-8. That's quite a score. Is that close to approaching some sort of scoring record for the Cougars?
We put 70 up a couple of years ago against FACS. I think it was, we might have put 74 up against them that year, 2 years ago. I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't really keep up with all the records and everything. I was just happy to get out of there with another W in our win-loss record column.
What was working for you?
Just finding the gaps. So our guys actually executing our blocks and things like that and staying on blocks. And I think that their team struggled on trying to figure out how to stop the triple. We pretty much had whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted it the other night. I just kind of felt bad for their team. I just felt like they were underprepared for what we were bringing to them.
I know from a broadcasting standpoint, it's really hard to do games like that. And I'm guessing from a coaching standpoint, too, it causes some issues as well, as you don't want to be accused of running the score up or being accused of being a poor sport, but still, you've got a game to play, and you got football players that worked hard all week. I'm sure you got to substitute freely the other night, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Everybody got to play. Our entire JV team played the second half. We got some freshmen in there to play in the second half. You know, it's just a deal to win. Like you said, I'm trying not to run the score up, but at the same time, it's not my job to keep the score low.
Yeah.
So we were just running basically from the second quarter on. We ran two plays just over and over and over again, just hoping maybe they could stop it or whatever. But I think their team kind of gave in after the third or fourth touchdown we scored. We were just trying to figure ways to get out of that game without getting anyone injured.
I know you would have never said so during the coaches program last week, but did you kind of have a sense that this was going to happen through your film watching and what have you?
Well, I knew that they had a dynamic running back, and very first offensive play of the game, they went 80 yards. The kid scored a touchdown. I mean, I think that was kind of us being lackadaisical on defense, not really showing the proper amount of respect that we should have. So I just knew that from what I did see on film that they were going to struggle in trying to stop us up the middle because they did have big boys, but their big boys, they couldn't move very well and stuff like that. So anything off tackle, the triple options don't give them problems. I knew the secondary was going to have a little bit of issue trying to figure out either to take the quarterback or the pitch man, things of that nature. So I just wanted to come out and be as fundamentally sound as possible and just try to work on our game and use those nights to try to improve what we've been working on for the past 3 weeks.
Coach, since game number one, what are the areas that you've noticed the most improvement?
Our defense, I think our defense was really has taken ownership of that first loss and played very well against Millington, played very well the other night. And then the other part is just the offensive line. I've been on them pretty hard for the past 4 weeks, just trying to get them to come on. We're undersized, so when you're undersized and you're playing guys that are 30 to 80 pounds heavier than you are and everything else, your fundamentals have to be spot on. You don't have any room to make any type of mistakes in there. So just focusing on our steps and our hand placements and where our head's supposed to be and all the little things that kind of get overlooked as the season progresses, we got to keep on hammering those in.
You have a big district game tonight against Southwind, and of course, Southwind sort of un-Southwind-like so far. They are 1-2, having lost to, I think, Centerville and Collierville, but they're never an easy out. What are your thoughts on a Southwind game coming up tonight?
It's just a stereotypical Southwind team. They got athletes everywhere. They have, in my mind, three legitimate D1 running backs on their team. One kid moved in from Raleigh, Egypt. I think he's probably the premier back, but they got two other guys that were there last year that can just flat out go. So they run some formations where they have all three of them in the backfield at the same time. So it's just a deal to where defensively we have got to keep them corralled, can't allow them to have any big plays. If they aren't going to score touchdowns, we got to make them churn out 10 to 12 play drives to score. We can't have them scoring in 1, 2, 3 plays and taking it 60 to 80 yards or whatever.
It's probably going to be important to keep them from getting out on the edge on you, isn't it?
Absolutely. They're dangerous. Dangerous team. To me, I think in our region, they have the most talent. I don't know if they are going to be in the top 1 or 2 in our region, but athletically and from top to bottom, I think they have the most talent in our region. We just have to do a good job as a coaching staff of keeping them off the field when we're on offense, trying to turn out some long drives. I really believe that we can move the ball on them. Center Hill kind of runs a similar offense as we do, and they had a lot of success against them last week. So kind of mimicking some of the things that was successful for Center Hill. Hopefully we can just protect the football and make it an ugly game and give ourselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter.
And, of course, the game is home game for them, so they will have that going for them as well.
Yes, sir.
Coach Nick Markle, thank you so much for taking time to join us. It's a pleasure to talk with you every week, and we wish you the best tonight against Southwind, and we will talk with you next week.
All right, Mr. Beasley, thank you very much.
The last time your heater or air conditioner went out, did you have to pay an after-hours charge or overtime charge because it was a night or weekend? Or did you suffer without until business hours to call so you wouldn't have to? You don't have to suffer anymore. AirServe does not charge overtime fees ever. AirServe is available 24/7, 365 days a year with clean, professional techs that service all brands of equipment. AirServe, same price, anytime, any day. Call Lee Downing at AirServe today at 901-622-5050 or visit airserve.com. That's AIRESERV.com.
This year, US 51 Country is teaming up with ScoreStream to provide all the local high school football scores in real time. And we need your help to make it happen. Download the ScoreStream app now and start following your favorite teams. Use the app during football games to follow all of the action. And join in by posting scores, photos, video, and chat with other fans and rivals. ScoreStream is available at your favorite app store.
We have on the line now Coach Mike David, the head coach of the Brighton Cardinals. Cardinals coming off a loss last week to Kirby. And Coach, I was noticing no one has scored any points against Kirby. What in the world do they do that makes it so tough to score defensively?
I tell you, they're probably one of the better teams in the state. They're fast. big. They did a tremendous job against us, and I mean, all the credit goes to them. And they deserve to be 3-0, and they haven't given up a point. I think they're going to be one of the better teams in the state this year.
Tell us how that game unfolded from the beginning.
Yeah, we moved the ball decently. It was just hard to put everything together. I think if we see them again, we would do a whole lot better. But they are extremely fast. They have a whole lot of returners, a lot of experience, and I think they're going to be one of the better, not only one of the better teams in our region, but also one of the better teams in the state.
Were there turnovers involved in the game, or did they just stop you at every chance?
We move the ball, and then there'd be a turnover, or they stopped us down in the red zone, and we just couldn't punch it in, unfortunately. But as I said, all the credit goes to them. They did a great job.
I know there were some things probably, as you looked at the film, there were some things that you were pleased with. Talk about those areas.
One thing, they came out and they moved the ball on us pretty decently, but it was 28-0 at half. They didn't do a whole lot the second half. They scored one touchdown, but that was basically it. I thought our kids came back and played real hard the second half.
We are about one-third of the way through this 2019 season, and other than just normal bumps and bruises going into the fourth game of the year, how are you from a health standpoint? Everybody good to go?
Yeah, you know what? We're pretty fortunate. We're very healthy right now, and we have everybody 100%, basically, so we're in good shape at this point in the season.
Well, the schedule maker, whoever that was, probably someone before you came in as head coach, they didn't do you any favors scheduling Kirby and Dyersburg and now Covington all in a row. That's a pretty tough row to hoe, but I'm sure there are a lot of positives for playing quality teams. A lot of coaches would rather do that than to play teams that some people consider easy wins. What are your thoughts on that?
Definitely. I think it's important to play the best competition available. You're only going to get better by playing better teams. And so that's what we set out to do this year. And we look forward to another good game. The one thing is, if things go bad, you can't sit around and worry about it because you got your next opponent. It's going to be real good. So we're fortunate to have that in our schedule, and we look forward to this Friday.
And the next game will be our game of the week here on US 51 Country. That is the Covington Chargers. And, of course, I don't have to tell you, you're probably not having to work too hard this week to get the kids ready to play, are you?
Yeah, it's one of those games you don't have to say a whole lot to get everybody motivated. I think our kids are definitely ready. We're going to do everything we can to play our best game possible.
It's another team with a stout defense. I think Covington has allowed one touchdown all year, and that was a sort of a fluke. They turned the ball over against Bauxite, Arkansas on the 1 yard line, and they pushed it in. What are your plans to try to put some points on the board against the Chargers? You going to do anything different?
A little bit. We got to mix it up. They have very good defense. We'll try to give them some different formations and go at them that way. But we'll run our base plays. We'll give them some different looks.
Well, it's all about execution, and if you can eliminate the mistakes and penalties, the turnovers mainly, you got to feel like you've got a chance, don't you?
Definitely. Our goal is to win the turnover game and also make sure we don't have missed tackles and those kind of things, and we feel pretty good about what we can do.
Been spirited around practice this week?
Yeah, it's a big week for these kids, and obviously look forward to this game all year long. So we've had a tremendous week so far, and hoping it pays off on Friday night.
Coach Mike David, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule and join us today, and wish you the best of luck tonight against the Chargers, and we'll talk with you next week.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel Rogers, owner of Turning Wrenches Auto Repair. If you're having car trouble, look no further than Turning Wrenches in Covington. Turning Wrenches offers expert repair service with ASE-certified technicians and a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. For major repairs, Turning Wrenches installs the highest quality remanufactured Jasper engines and transmissions. Turning Wrenches also is now a certified Yukon Differential Parts installer. We are your one-stop shop for automotive repairs, tires with free road hazard, diesel repair, and Jasper engines and transmissions. Turning Wrenches, 7481. Highway 179 in Covington, 901-476-4002.
Joining us now is Coach J.R. Kirby of the Covington Chargers. The Chargers are now 3-0 on the year, defeating Bolivar 41-0 last Friday night. Bolivar had some moments, but they just had too many turnovers, didn't they?
Yeah, defense played extremely well. I thought they had a pretty solid week of practice all week. preparing for them. They were doing some things they had done in the past under Coach Lowe. But we felt like going into the game that unless we just had a breakdown or miscommunication or something like that, they would have a hard time scoring on us. They had a couple things there at the end, but really when the game was out of hand. But most part, our defense played well. We forced three interceptions, forced another turnover, fumbled there, and recovered it by Miles Sherrill. And then, like I said, the interceptions by Miles Starks, Corey Bradley, and Josh McGuirty that gave us some short fields on offense. And then we even forced one on special teams as well on the kickoff right before half. So, like I said, they did some things that kind of shot themselves in the foot, and we were able to take advantage of it. But for two games this year, we held our opponent at negative yards rushing and under 100 yards of offense. That's pretty good. We've only given up one touchdown. That was against Bauxite. That was because we threw a pick and they had it at the one-yard line, so we kind of gifted them there. So for three games now, our defense has played pretty well, and played pretty well. They met our all-state linebacker, Rico Burton. He was out with a hamstring. Hopefully he'll be back this week against Brighton. But kids had to step up, and they did that on Friday night.
I was mentioning during the broadcast, I think, or it may have been off the air, I don't know, but I was telling Dr. Barton that I believe that this is the best secondary that I have seen in a Covington team. I don't think I've ever seen a better secondary than this one as far as covering and getting interceptions. To what do you attribute that?
Senior leadership. Miles is a senior. He's played now for a while. He's been in a lot of ball games. Josh McGarry's a safety. He's been back there a while. Torrey Bradley's come in. He played a lot with the school he was at, but he's come in and really been a good addition at corner. Then, you know, underneath it, at a linebacker, they get us lined up. So I just think it's some veteran group back there that has seen a lot of things. You know, last year we would get beat on double moves or wheel routes at least two or three times a game, maybe once, depending on who we were playing. They're doing a good job of not giving that up. Bauxite try to run a lot of that. We'll see that a lot against Brighton, I'm sure. And then they're just not giving it up because they've seen it. They've taken coaching well, and their veteran group experience makes a man, and they've had a lot of experience back there. And like I said, there shouldn't be anything to be thrown at them that they haven't seen.
You mentioned Brighton. That's coming up tonight, and it will be our game of the week here on US 51 Country. Their record is 1-2 right now, but that's very misleading when you look at who they have played. They were defeated by Dyersburg and lost this past week to Kirby. Those are two pretty stout football teams, Coach. Brighton is not to be overlooked, are they?
No, we won't be overlooking Brighton, and they know that. They definitely won't be overlooking us for no reason, looking on the region games and things like that. This is a rival game. It's not been a friendly rivalry over the past. It won't be a hard-hitting affair in the game, but we won't be overlooking them just because they didn't play very well against Kirby. Kirby did some things to them. They moved the ball on Kirby, and then Dyersburg, they just kind of got off to a bad start, and then they made it a game, 14-7, and then it was 21-7. They cut it again, and then Dyersburg pulled away. There were some made some plays on defense and pulled away on offense. So they're not a bad football team at all. They played two really good teams. And Riley Egypt's not a bad team either. They got on them early, but we're not going to overlook them because of that. These kids know what's at stake to try to win the Tipton County Championship 2 years in a row and solidify that for these seniors. They're fired up about playing Brighton, so won't be no overlooking them at all.
How are you from a health standpoint, Coach? Everybody healthy?
Yeah, everybody's pretty healthy. We'll have Hayes back this week, coming off from the week before, not playing, and then hopefully we'll get Larico back. It'll be a game-time decision on him with his hamstring. But everybody should be full go. Shouldn't be any issues whatsoever. We should have everybody at full strength for a very talented Brighton team. They're a little bit more balanced this year, Roger. In the past, they've been aired out 30, 40 times a game. They're pretty balanced. They're actually running it more than they throw it. So we got to be on our toes. We got to read our keys. We got to get lined up. And then we've got to get better on the offensive front, on the offensive line. We've got some things we got to work on to get better where we want to go. But hopefully we made strides this week to get better in that department.
As you said, not a district game, but big for bragging rights. You could become the champion of Tipton County, the mythical champion, but still it means a lot. There's no trophy involved, but these kids remember it, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. If these kids say it doesn't mean anything to them, they're lying. It does. With the grand scheme of things, beating Mumford and Brighton does not get us in the playoffs. It doesn't get us back to the semifinals or state championship. It does not. But it prepares us for the games we have ahead in our region, down in the playoffs, playing two bigger schools. It definitely prepares us for that. But it does mean something to them. It's a rival. They play these kids since they've been in middle school. Some of these kids go to Crestview Middle that go to Brighton. So they kind of know each other. So, yeah, it's a rivalry, and it's a healthy one. It's got heated in the past, but I know Coach Jacobs before me, and we're good friends, and now Coach David. you know, I think it'll be a good, respectable, hearting affair, and, you know, best man win. And like I said, we'll move on just like we did against Munster. Like I told you before, whatever happens in that game, we'll move on from it. We got to get ready for Westview just like they got to get ready for Munster. For them for the following week. So it's a good game. It's a good test for us, and it'll show us again where we're at, because I don't know where we found out a lot about ourselves the other night against Bolivar. In some cases we did, in some cases we didn't. We'll get tested in some areas by a good scheme, good coaches, just kind of see where we need to adjust as we go forward in the season.
Coach Kirby, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really looking forward to the game tonight, because it actually is the first game that Dr. Barton and I have broadcast from the Charles Elam press box this year, and I'm kind of looking forward to being at home broadcasting. Best of luck to you and the Chargers as they take on the Brighton Cardinals tonight, the high school game of the week on US 51 Country. We will talk with you next week, Coach.
Thank you, and go Chargers.
You've been listening to the High School Football Coaches Show. When we return, we'll go straight to the field with live coverage of the game of the week. Stay tuned to your leader for local high school sports, US 51 Country, 93.5 FM.